leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Khamenei, says the false and fabricated Zionist entity will be wiped off the geopolitical scene. Ayatollah Khamenei calls for an enthusiastic participation in international Al-Quds Day rallies. The leader warns of Israeli efforts to make the international community forget about the plight of the Palestinians. Iran's president urges Muslim countries to unite against their enemies. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad says those who should be friends are fighting against each other while they've forgotten about their real adversaries. He made the comments in an address to the summit of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation in Saudi Arabia. Families of Iranian nuclear scientists assassinated by foreign-backed terrorists file a lawsuit against Israel, the U.S., and the U.K., accusing them of masterminding the killings. Tehran says assassinations were attempts to sabotage the country's nuclear energy program. Four Iranian scientists were killed between 2010 and 2012. The fellow tribesmen of a Lebanese man abducted in Syria by insurgents have seized more than 30 armed men in retaliation. Militants from the so-called Free Syrian Army abducted Hassan al-Megdad, accusing him of being a member of the Lebanese resistance movement Hezbollah. The group denies the allegation. Human Rights Watch accuses the United Arab Emirates of harassing and intimidating the lawyers of political prisoners. It also says imprisoned dissidents are denied a fair trial in the Persian Gulf state. At least 50 people, including prominent lawyers, journalists, and bloggers, have been arrested since March of 2012. Oil prices continue to rise on global markets, with Brent crude hitting a new three-month high. Brent crude for September is now hovering at over $115 per barrel. Global oil prices remain high following the latest round of illegal U.S. and EU sanctions against Iran, a major crude producer. Wildfires are burning across the western United States as the country experiences one of its worst droughts on record. Washington, Oregon, and California are among the hardest hit states. 900 people have been evacuated so far. Temperatures of 40 degrees Celsius and higher are making it difficult to contain the blazes. Another American soldier is killed in Afghanistan as fatalities among U.S.-led forces mount in the war-torn country. The soldier was killed in a militant attack in eastern Afghanistan, where mostly American troops are deployed. More than 280 U.S.-led troops have been killed in Afghanistan so far this year.